and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A huge emergency response on and along the Potomac River near Reagan Washington National Airport after a passenger jet crashes midair with a military helicopter. The FAA says the flight was traveling from Kansas City to D.C. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The CRJ 700, it would have been operating as an American Airlines flight, would have been painted as American Eagle. It's operated by PSA, which is an airline owned by American Airlines, and a military Black Hawk helicopter. This area is not far from Bowling Air Force Base. It's right across the river from Washington Reagan. It appears that as this plane was coming into land, not far from the airport at all, on final approach, it somehow collided with a helicopter.
The FAA has grounded flights at Reagan National Airport. According to a defense official, three soldiers were on board the Black Hawk, no senior officials. And CBS's Christine Johnson also reports.
CBS News has confirmed there were 60 passengers and four crew members on board that departed from Wichita, Kansas. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said President Donald Trump has been made aware of this situation.
And Trump calls this a terrible accident, says may God bless their souls, and he thanks first responders for their work. The president signs a memorandum to send migrants to the same base where 9/11 detainees were held.
Today I'm also signing an executive order to instruct the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay.
Border czar Tom Homan says that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement would run the facility. The White House has rescinded an Office of Management and Budget memo, which had sparked widespread confusion as it sought to freeze multiple government-funded loans and programs. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
What got rescinded was the OMB memo, not the executive orders, but just the memo. So a little bit of a distinction there, but it was enough to cause a lot of chaos here at the White House, people questioning what this meant. But ultimately, that federal funding is still on pause until we are hearing from a federal judge in this case who put a stay on that order that we will hear from on Monday, whether or not this federal funding freeze will be lifted.
Officials in North Carolina's McDowell County say a wildfire in Old Fort, 24 miles east of Asheville, has forced some residents to evacuate as high winds complicate efforts to contain the flames. Will Keller is the county's emergency services director.
Various folks who are working in western North Carolina on Hurricane Helene have brought food, water, and there's been an outpouring of support from the community and throughout the region.
The fire in Old Fort has burned some 250 acres and is 15% contained. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
A Packers coach interviews with the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers linebackers coach Anthony Cappadelli has an interview for the defensive coordinator job of the Jacksonville Jaguars under new head coach Liam Cohen. Former Packers cornerback Al Harris hired by the Chicago Bears as a defensive backs coach. Harris has been an assistant for Andy Reid in Kansas City and the Dallas Cowboys under Mike McCarthy. College basketball, the Badgers on the road tonight in Maryland. Greg Garden, why the Badgers have now moved up to 17th in the rankings.
It's part system, it's part players, you know, that we got really good players that buy into it, love playing in it.
Marquette with a 78-69 win over Butler. NBA, the Bucks losing 125-117 to the Trailblazers in Portland.
I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some clearing skies, lows in the upper teens and low 20s. And sunshine into the area for tomorrow, much warmer with highs in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. And sun continues for Friday, highs into the mid-30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. .org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Wednesday. Bob Kennedy is testifying before the Senate right now. It's kind of weird, but, you know, we'll see how this shakes out. I have a feeling I haven't heard a single Republican senator express any skepticism, so probably another one for Trump. We'll see. Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today. Trump's hostile takeover of America, the corporate raiders' final heist. Also, when will Democrats stand up to Trump? Democrats. And, in fact, Adam Kinzinger has some thoughts on this. And Carolyn Kennedy calls her cousin, RFK Jr., a predator ahead of the confirmation hearings this morning. In the second hour of our program, why Republican Senator Tom Tillis is a coward and a backstabber. This is an amazing story. Also, good news alert, Democrats outperformed, flipping an Iowa seat and taking control of the Minnesota Senate. Yesterday was Tuesday. There were some special elections yesterday, one in Iowa, one in Minnesota. I'll give you all the details on those in the second hour of the program, but it's really good news for Democrats going forward. In our third hour, our single guest today, Michelangelo Signorelli, the host on SiriusXM Progress, who follows my program, this program, on Channel 127, is going to drop by to talk about Donald Trump sentencing to death 26 million people and counting. And also our geeky science. What if science and ancient wisdom agree that your expectations actually hold real power? So we've got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Trump's Hostile Takeover of America, the Corporate Raiders' Final Heist. And there's really kind of two parts to this. The first is, you know, how Donald Trump is trying to take apart America. We saw this yesterday, when the Medicaid payment portal was shut down for most of the day in all 50 states. They came back up when a federal judge put Trump's illegal impoundment of federal funds on hold until February 3rd. So we've got a 1 week reprieve. But it wasn't just Medicaid. The Trump administration shut down Pell Grants, federally supported student loans, veterans homeless shelters, veterans suicide prevention programs, school meals, home heating assistance, housing assistance, food stamps, food for women and infants, children, health, child care, health head starts, child abuse investigations, rape crisis centers, and hundreds of other programs, including a mind-boggling amount of scientific research into things like curing cancer. Now, why would Trump shut all this stuff down? I mean, I get it that Vladimir Putin would love him to destroy the American government. But it doesn't appear, I mean, it may be that he's doing this because Putin told him to, but it really appears that he's doing this because the right-wing billionaires told him to. And so why do the right-wing billionaires want to shut down the federal government? I think the answer is very simple. They don't want to pay their damn taxes. I you can come up with all kinds of elaborate explanations. I mean, back in 1951, Russell Kirk wrote this book, The Conservative Mind, in which he posited that, if more than half of America ever reached the middle class, and back at that time it was around 45%, then, women would forget their place in the home, young people would lose respect for their elders, and black people and other minorities, including gay people, would start demanding equality with white men. You know, God forbid, right? And this became basically the basis of the Reagan administration, of Reagan's attack on the middle class. You know, his efforts to take down unions, his efforts to lower taxes on billionaires and raise taxes 18 times on average working people, taxing Social Security, taxing tips, all these other things that Reagan did. But I don't think there's very many billionaires anymore who really think that it's dangerous to have a middle class that's more than half of America. I mean, we went from about 15% of America being in the middle class in the 1930s, early 1930s, to about 60%, a little over 60% of Americans being in the middle class in 1981, Reagan came into office. Now it's less than 50%. Some numbers suggest 45%, some 47%. As the result of 40 years of Reaganomics, 44 years now of Reaganomics. But there's, I think, a much simpler explanation. Back in 1980, David Koch, the late David Koch, ran for vice president on the Libertarian Party's platform. And, you know, which basically called for the repeal of all federal programs, the end of public schools, the end of Medicare, the end of Social Security, the end of the Environmental Protection Agency, the end of the Internal Revenue Service, the end of all taxation, including capital gains taxation. Ending the Occupational Safety and Health Act, ending the FAA, ending the FDA, all of these things. In other words, gut the federal government. And they wanted to do it basically the same way that Mitt Romney's company gutted Clear Channel back when I worked there. Louise and I moved from Vermont to Oregon in what, 2004, 2005? I forget the year. It was one of those 2 years. Because we were on Air America, noon to 3 Eastern time, and a local station here in Portland, it's 9 to noon Pacific time, a local station here in Portland, KPOJ, offered me a morning show and a free studio to do my national show, and which was pretty important to us back then because there wasn't a lot of money in progressive talk radio. And so we took it. We took the gig. And so for 4 or 5 years, I did 6 hours of nonstop radio every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. local show, 9 a.m. to noon national show. And so I was there in a Clear Channel station when Mitt Romney took over Clear Channel, his company, Bain Capital, took over Clear Channel and just stripped the company. I mean, we had 20, 30 employees there, and by the time they were done, they were down to, a half a dozen or maybe a dozen at the most. It was, they laid off everybody in the newsroom except one person. I mean, it was a bloodbath. That's what corporate raiders do. They strip, and they stripped Clear Channel down to the point where the company was bankrupt. And then they basically sold it off. I mean, they kind of sold it off for parts, as it were. Well, that's what Trump is doing to the federal government. And this is the Project 2025 plan. And frankly, I think it's David Koch's platform, which is let's just get rid of the federal government. Billionaires don't need the federal government. They just need a court system to enforce their patents and copyrights. And jails to keep people safe, jails and police. And that's all David Koch wanted was, the army, the jails and the courts. And I really think that that's the direction they're going. But here's the wild thing. In the process of heading down this road, Donald Trump is breaking laws. Just in the last 3 days, he broke the Impoundment Control Act, which was passed in the 1970s, 74, I believe, after Nixon tried to shut down public housing, the Clean Water Act, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act that funded schools in poor districts, the school desegregation efforts, mass transit programs for cities, and health and research and healthcare programs for low-income people. Nixon refused to pay for any of those things, even though Congress had appropriated the money. So Congress passed this law saying you have to do it. And in fact, you can't withhold any funds until Congress has been in session 45 days and you've notified them of your intent. Well, Trump violated that law. He violated the Pendleton Civil Service Act of 1883 and the Civil Service Reform Act when he fired all the prosecutors in the Department of Justice who had tried to prosecute him. And he violated the Inspector General Act of 1978, which was also put into place responding to Nixon's corruption, which says that, you know, you have to give notify Congress 30 days in advance before getting rid of an inspector general. So here we have Donald Trump breaking three laws and nobody holding him to account. This is a disaster for democracy. It is gutting our government the same way that the Clear Channel got gutted by Mitt Romney's company. And I think it's, because he's violating the law and telling all the rest of us, hey, I dare you to do something about it. These are the first steps on the path toward dictatorship. We need to be paying careful attention to this and be freaked out by it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Democrats need to be raising holy hell, and we'll speak to that after the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, with two N's at the end, or text my name, my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Trump shut the gates, locked the doors, took the food from the kids, left the poor on the floor, said if you can't pay, you don't belong, while his friends count gold and toast to the con. He's tearing it. Trump froze the checks, killed the loans, told the sick and healed.
22 minutes past the hour. So Congressman Sean Casten, a Democrat from Illinois, stood up yesterday and said, if you're a senator right now confirming any Trump nominee who will not unambiguously defend their oath to the Constitution, even if it means standing up to Trump, you are completely misunderstanding the risk at this moment. Trump's nominees continue to get lots and lots of Democratic votes, and they're not asked, you know, or they're refusing to say that they will stand up to Trump. Meanwhile, Adam Kinzinger, the former Republican congressman from Illinois, came out with a video yesterday. He's got a Substack, adamkinzinger.substack.com. He's got a Substack newsletter. He's entitled Emergency Video. And he has a message. This is about 2 minutes. I want to share this with you, though. I cut it down because it's 8 or 10 minutes long. But he's got a message for Democrats that I think we all need to hear. Here's former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger.
Where are the Democrats? Where is Democratic leadership? This week has been one of the worst weeks for democracy. And I don't know where the Democrats are. But there is no organized message. There's no organized opposition. Pulling security details from people, you know, stopping all grant funding, you know, offering federal employees buyouts. All this stuff is going on. And so you sit there and it's like stuff's coming at you. But pick a few things and message it. Do you feel like there has been a strong Democratic message in opposition to this stuff? What were they doing the day after the election until today? We all knew this stuff was coming. We were hoping we were wrong, but we knew it was coming. So they should have been planning. Why are they home from Washington, D.C. right now? This may be a good time for everybody to go to D.C. and stage dramatic things, saying about Kash Patel, about the fact that he continues to make threats, about the fact that he just retweeted a video, an AI video of himself using a chainsaw to faces of various leaders in the Senate or the House, a guy that's supposed to be the FBI director. Did you guys even know this? But this has to be a broader thing by the party. I mean, it really feels like, again, left-right hooks, like in a boxing match, just boom, 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 and you stop fighting back. Well, guess what? If this ends, it's only going to be when the job they want done is done and Donald Trump has unchecked power. Fight back.
Yeah, it's time to fight back. And actually, it turns out that some Democrats are. This is Axios. There was an emergency meeting that Hakeem Jeffries called in Washington, D.C. yesterday in response to this, you know, basically shutting down these government programs right across the board. And they got together and they said, OK, here's what we're going to do. And Axios is reporting on this. Number one, Jeffries' messaging arm urged House Democrats to hold press conferences and go live on social media. Schumer's Senate Democrats had audibled today's press conference from January 6th pardons to Trump's spending freeze. So, you know, they're going to be talking about audibled. What a terrible word. Schumer's Democrats are going to be talking about all these things. So apparently, I mean, you know, I'm not seeing the kind of, you know, really go after them. Well, from some, actually, I am on, you know, in this stuff with Bob Kennedy. So number one, make noise. Yes, Democrats need to be making noise. They need to be making a hell of a lot more noise. Number two, block bills. Senate Democrats filibustered a Republican bill sanctioning the International Criminal Court. Democrats were resigned yesterday that they'd be jammed on the bill. Now they know they can increase their negotiating position if they stay unified. This is from Maxios. Protest votes. Nearly two dozen Senate Democrats voted against Sean Duffy's confirmation for transportation secretary a day after the chamber voted unanimously to advance his nomination. Why? Because they're saying we're protesting what Trump is doing. And lawsuits. A federal judge blocked Trump's spending freeze plans yesterday afternoon, but all day Democrats were attacking Trump's move. And the lawsuit is going to give him time to create a narrative about the real-world impact of these cuts. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are going to be hearing from angry constituents. It seems like Democrats are finally getting it. Keep in mind, I believe it's Sunday. It might be Saturday, but I think it's Sunday. We're going to hold an election. And we're going to, on Monday of next week, we're going to have a brand new DNC director. Hopefully he will come on this program and speak to us. But Democrats need to get their act together here because our country is slipping fast.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I mean, when former Republican members of Congress are saying, where are the Democrats? I think you know you've got a problem. What say you? I'll pick up your call for this. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. Breaking news out of Washington, D.C. An American Airlines plane from Kansas collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter and went crashing down into the Potomac River.
We noticed the planes started having irregular patterns, and they all kind of dispersed from their regular landing patterns. And then we looked up in the sky before that, and we saw these white flare.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us.
There are a few regions in the country better equipped to respond to a major alert like this than the Washington, D.C. area. You're going to have a flood of resources.
Christine Johnson says no planes are flying in and out of that airport now.
The FAA, as a result, has grounded all planes at Reagan Airport. And also Washington's police said multiple agencies were responding to the crash site in the Potomac.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A Packers coach interviews with the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers linebackers coach Anthony Cappadelli has an interview for the defensive coordinator job of the Jacksonville Jaguars under new head coach Liam Cohen. Former Packers cornerback Al Harris hired by the Chicago Bears as a defensive backs coach. Harris has been an assistant for Andy Reid in Kansas City and the Dallas Cowboys under Mike McCarthy. College basketball, the Badgers on the road tonight in Maryland. Greg Gard on why the Badgers have now moved up to 17th in the rankings.
It's part system, it's part players, you know, that we got really good players that buy into it, love playing in it.
Marquette with a 78-69 win over Butler. NBA, the Bucks losing 125-117 to the Trailblazers in Portland.
I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eventually, our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight as temperatures drop into the lower 20s. Light winds. On Thursday, plentiful sunshine with highs in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. Winds gusty. Colder conditions Friday. Right now, it's 28.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm here to sing the truth about these leaders' frowns. Do Republicans hate pets and critters? From puppies to birds to helpless little critters. They kick up.
All right. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good start with that Kristi Noem deal, because today she opened up her speech. I mean, opened up with the president of DHS, Homeland Security, saying, start off the Star-Spangled Banner, a prayer, and a song by, said, called her a hot mama. That's how she started the deal today. Okay. Anyway, one of them was, I read your this morning on Moss Story about, you know, that you had talked. I'm losing it. I'm sorry. About the final floor of the Dems. You mentioned Chuck Schumer in there and about deadly, tedious stuff. Anyway, I wrote this to Chuck yesterday. I don't want to see you, Mr. Leader, in an empty Senate chamber, glasses hanging on your nose, looking down at your shoes and drilling on. Quite frankly, sir, you look ridiculous, and nobody pays attention to someone not looking into the camera and speaking to them. If you don't want the mantle of leadership, then get the hell out of the way. Give us a more vibrant, younger, and enthusiastic group of folks who are looking forward and not back at the bygone days of my friends across the aisle. We want folks willing to stand up and fight and not be frightened by the Republican boogeyman. And by the way, take Blue Slip Durbin with you on the way out.
I get it.
That was part of it.
Okay. So that was your email to Chuck Schumer. That was a good one, Luigi. We really do need, frankly, new leadership. We need leadership for the 21st century. Somebody, I forget who it was, made this comment a couple of days ago that Kamala Harris and the Democrats ran a great 1990s campaign. The problem is this is 2024, or it was last year.
Sure.
And that just encapsulates everything. Luigi, thank you. That was brilliant. Linda in Houston, Texas. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Tom, for taking my call.
Sure.
And speaking of what Trump is doing, Kevin Roberts wrote a book saying, Taking Back America, Taking Back Washington to Save America. What he's doing is, and he said in his book, he needs to burn down everything and rebuild it again. J.D. Vance wrote the foreword to the book.
Right.
So that's what he's actually doing. And I read, I was listening to a documentary on PBS last night, and I caught the message where the Zionists was the young people. The older people were so afraid of the Germans, they just went like sheep to the slaughter. The younger people said, look, we have nothing to lose. They're going to kill us anyway. We might as well fight back.
Yeah, that was the White Rose Society.
Okay. And so the older people are just in fear. They can't believe it's happening. And it's going to take a younger generation to set out and go, hey, we have nothing to lose. We need to fight back.
Amen. Amen. Very well said, Linda. Thank you very much. And you're absolutely right. In Germany, I mean, there were old people who fought back. You know, Pastor Niemöller, well, he was middle-aged. But, you know, it was Sophie and, well, I'm forgetting her brother's name and I'm forgetting her last name, but there were these two young people, college students, who started the White Rose Society to oppose Hitler. And he ended up, murdered them brutally by way of punishing them. But there was a massive student movement against Hitler. At least early on in the Reich. This was in the mid-years of the Reich. Young people, you know, it was in the 60s, it was young people who stopped the Vietnam War. It can be done. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. That was great. Gwyneth in Cleveland, Georgia. Hey, Gwyneth, what's up?
No, it's Glynis.
Oh, Glynis.
with
an L. Okay, I'm sorry. So what's up?
That's all right. I'm kind of calling out a frustration and a plea to the Democratic Party. We live in Northeast Georgia. We never have a Democrat run in this county because they're too afraid. At the Democratic Party the other night, my husband brought up the thing, why aren't y'all trying to run a Democrat? Well, you know what they do to them. They terrorize them. They never even make it to the ballot, which they don't. How are we ever going to win like this?
How do they terrorize them?
Oh, they threaten them. I'll give you an example. It was when Trump was first in office, and our representative was Doug Collins. We called in to complain about something, one of the many things we complained about Trump. We hadn't hung our phone up 30 seconds, and our phone was ringing off the hook of people calling and threatening us, wanting to know what the heck was wrong with us, that we were against Trump and all the policies.
Really? Who had you called?
Doug Collins.
You called your member of Congress?
For something now.
You called your member of Congress and he doxed you?
Yeah, I guess that's what it's called. We don't do internet or anything much.
Yeah.
So it was our home phone.
Oh, that's incredible.
And, you know, and they're right. The people are so terrorized, they never make it to the ballot. So what can you do? I mean, are there no Democrats that are willing to come try in places like we live?
That's incredible. That's incredible. I mean, it's not...
I told you, I've had a gun pointed to my head 5 times. They don't like female ministers either.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, my husband keeps talking about with Trump in office again, we need to just sell everything and leave the country. But I keep telling him, but we're at least a pinhole of light here.
Yeah.
And, you know, every pinhole of light can dispel some of the darkness. He's real good about getting people to at least think when he goes to the feed store. He'll get them engaged and talk to them, you know, and they at least make them think.
Yeah.
About the craziness they're following.
I get it.
So, you know, it's a quandary here. How do we win?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. If you don't at least get in the game, you don't have a chance of winning. But I'm just so distressed to hear that in rural Georgia, if you even put your name on the ballot, that what, people show up at your house to harass you, that sort of thing?
Yes, and they have no problem with their guns.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and that's the scary thing. But like I say, I feel like we've got to stay because at least, you know, I've educated a lot of kids here, and they all vote Democrat when they came of age. At least our votes count statewide.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you know, I mean, most of our ballots are left blank because the only name on there is the incumbent Republican good old boy network.
Good grief. Yeah.
You know,
well, so this is, you know, Howard Dean.
Please help.
Howard Dean had fixed this for a while with his 50 state strategy, and that helped get Barack Obama into the White House. But
and we helped get Biden in.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. Glenna, thank you for sharing that story. And
thank you. Please, somebody. anybody with balls or spine come to Georgia.
I got it. Glenna, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nate in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you again. Before the election, I watched you on Michael Steele's podcast. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. You're probably going to know where I'm going with this. Since our party can't message itself out of a wet paper bag, and it seems to me that the best people that we need in this moment are the Never Trumpers, Rick Wilsons, the Michael Steeles, other people from Lincoln Project, the Bulwark, et cetera. What is stopping bringing these people, it doesn't have to be official, but into some sort of a comms role or advisory role? Because we need people who know how to throw and take a punch.
Yeah.
If the Democrats can't do this, it is over.
I know.
It's over.
I agree.
Is it old animosities?
I think it's a mindset. I really do.
Right.
You know, the Republicans are basically bullies. They're pugnacious. There's something about the GOP appeals to bullies, and so you get a lot of bullies, which can be very successful politically, by the way. And Democrats are people who want to get things done, and they just, you know, hey, can't we just work together and create a better country?
I get it.
We need. I mean, you know, there are some Democrats who are willing to take names and kick ass. You got Bernie Sanders. You got Elizabeth Warren. There's a bunch of them in the House. Jasmine Crockett. I mean, you know, hopefully Hakeem Jeffries. I'm with you, Nate. And I get it. The people like Michael Steele. I mean, he still calls himself a conservative. Presumably, he still thinks that Social Security should be privatized.
But
let's learn some lessons from these people. I'm with you, Nate. Thank you very much. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, and it mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So visit GetNativePath.com and start your transformation today. It's Get, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. And start your transformation today.
In the heart of New York City on a crisp fall day, a mystery unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the prank to play, left a bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the stories wild and strange, from the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined, a world justice find its way. Don't remain confined, will justice find its way. Don't remain confined. Robert Kennedy Jr. with a smile so sly revealed the
baby bear in Central Park. Because he wanted to take it home and eat it, which is, I think, how he got the worm in his brain. But anyhow, Carolyn Kennedy, his cousin, sent a letter to all the senators saying, "I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise he keeps bird of prey as pets because he himself is a predator." And then she goes on to talk about how his crusade against vaccination has served him financially, although all of his kids are vaccinated, and how he would put chicks and mice in a blender to feed to his hawks. Yuck. All right, back to your calls here. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. How you doing today, sir?
I am fine, thank you. What's up?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Hey, Tom, you know, Donald Trump and his MAGA congressmen and supporters have declined morally, and the Democrats need to point that out. I don't know if Matt Gaetz's family outed him, but Hegseth's mother, Kennedy's siblings, Donald Trump's brother and niece, all of them have came out against these candidates, but yet the Republicans, those MAGA people, have pushed the family values aside and chose Trump over the family. You know, if your family say you bad, you bad. That's the way I see it. There could be no better judge of character than your family. So if the family couldn't serve as a character witness, we in trouble. The Democrats, they just never would have done a good job of pointing out the immorality of those Republicans and what they do and how they have compromised family values, law and order, tough on crime. They have compromised all of those things in the name of Donald Trump, and they need to point that out. They can't sit on their hands and think that the Republicans and those MAGA people are automatically going to do what's right. They don't have to be forced to do right, just like they did pre-civil rights movement, Tom.
Yep, I spot on. That was a great rant, Andre, and I completely agree with every word of it. Thank you very much, or largely agree. Rick in Milton, Delaware. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
And I think I have something we could unite all of us with. If you remember, in the 60s, there was the peace sign in protest against the Vietnam War.
Yeah, we had a logo.
I wore that, and that peace sign meant a whole lot to a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
That peace sign needs to come back and represent us Democrats. We need to all wear a peace sign, whether it's a hat or a T-shirt or even a necklace. I have ordered a peace sign necklace that I will wear, and if people ask me about it, I will tell you, if you're with us, you should wear one too. And that way I can identify you anywhere you are. So that's a good thing for us. The thing is, it's against Trump. It's a sign that we are against Trump and that we are united by using peace. Instead of giving the middle finger to these people, we should be giving them the peace sign. And it makes them angry when we do this. They get very upset. They are expecting us to give them the middle finger. Give them the peace sign. They'll get very upset about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, I have a problem. I'm a gay man, married, and I have a problem with the word daddy. Why is Trump using the word daddy? Why is all the people using the word daddy? Daddy is a gay term, and it always has been for the past 40 years that I know of. Huh. I'm considered a daddy. I'm married. I'm an older man who is married to a younger man, and we are called daddies because the daddy takes care of the younger man. Could you tell me why they adopted a gay term?
Yes, I can. First of all, with regard to the peace sign, my only concern, I agree with you, we need a logo. My only concern with the peace sign is that you've got a bunch of people who are opposed to our involvement in Ukraine who are arguing that we need peace. So, a little ambiguity there. But years ago, George Lakoff, the scientist out of UC Berkeley, I think it is, pointed out that Democrats view their job, view politics as the nurturing family, that the goal of government is to be the nurturing family for all of us. Republicans view the role of government as being the strict father. Republicans want daddy. They want somebody who's going to. And Mel Gibson said this three or four days ago when Trump went to California. Mel Gibson came out in front of the cameras and said, "Daddy's here and he's going to take off his belt." In other words, daddy's going to punish us, right? Tucker Carlson came out and said, "You know, daddy is going to take care of these teenage girls." He was referring to the Democratic Party. And give them a whooping or something like that, you know. So that's what they're doing is Republicans are asserting their desire for an authoritarian leader. That's what's going on. So.
Okay.
I hope that may. Yeah, I get it. It's a gay phrase. I didn't know that, but that's fascinating. Thank you, Rick, for educating us all. And thanks for your first call. I hope to hear from you again. From Milton, Delaware. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side. Why GOP Senator Tom Tillis is a coward and a backstabber. And some good news on elections yesterday. I'll tell you about that right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for What's Worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues. You weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where an American Airlines plane collided in midair with a Black Hawk helicopter over the Potomac River while it was trying to land at Reagan National Airport. This man spoke to WUSA9 and says his wife was on board.
I'm just praying that somebody's pulling her out of the river right now as we speak. That's all I can pray for. I'm just praying to God.
When was the last time you spoke with her?
She texted me that they were landing in 20 minutes.
This was a call to liveatc.net when the collision happened.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone. So I haven't seen anything since they hit the river, but it was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit, I would say, maybe a half mile off the approach end of 33.
A defense official says three soldiers were on board the Black Hawk helicopter, which was flown out of Fort Belvoir, Virginia. There were 60 passengers and four crew members on the plane.